In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let us start our afternoon prayer section. Sing hymn 67. Let us study some of the passages to prepare our heart to have a prayer. Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 26. The book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 26. My son, give me your heart, and let your eye observe my ways. Bible always have double meaning. The first meaning is literal meaning. The second meaning is spiritual meaning. And in this verse, both meanings are very meaningful. As a father, what he required of the son? The parents have been investing their energy, their time, their money, their heart to raise up the children and expecting the children to grow up, to receive a good education, to be successful in the world. So when you see the parents are aging, the hair turn to gray, and the eye full of different kind of wrinkle, it is because the parents invest so much to the children. And what does the parents expect from the children? I think most of parents never expect any material in return. What the parents want to have the most is when the parents growing old, the parents are expecting the son, the children, pay attention to them, give the heart to the parents. I think as a student, most of you have been away from your home. Do you know every day you make a phone call back to home, let your parents know you are well, let the parents know everything is doing fine, let the parents know in your heart you never forget them. And that 1 minute of the phone call, it means so much to your parents. Maybe you never think about that's only 1 minute or 2 minutes, but that means a lot. That means your heart never forget your parents. And during the Mother's Day or any occasion, the birthday of your parents, I give a greeting card to your parents, even if it's only $1 or $2, but in your parents, they will be touched and they will be moved, because they will be reminded that even the children already grown up and moved away from home, but in the children's heart, they still remember parents. So to be a children, I think the best way is don't let your parents feel you neglect them, even though your parents had no needs of your care. They are everything doing well, but they need your heart. One of the member went abroad to study, and after he completed the study, he got a good job. And every month he sent a small amount of money back home. Actually, his parents was well-to-do. No need of the son's money. But when the father received the money from the son, the father was so touched, not because of the money, but the heart behind the money. So whatever you should do, you should let your parents know, even you are growing up, but you still are in your heart. You still have your parents in your heart. But more important is our Heavenly Father and us. We know the most important relationship is the Father in heaven and us. And what does the Lord require of us? We can sum up in one word. God, the Heavenly Father, wants your heart. That's all. Don't Don't think God care about your offering, or every time come to the church, I always talk about offering. Do you know, in the Bible, say everything belong to God. Everything you can see, you can touch, belong to God. So God is a God of abundant God. He lack nothing. So God is not required of your money. But in order to show our heart to the Father in heaven, I think contribution did means a lot. Because of Jesus Christ say, where is your money? There is your heart. It's very difficult. We can tell Jesus Christ, I love you, but I cannot offer. Because my financial, I'm too tight. I love you, I cannot offer. Because offering is a way to express our heart to God. You know, how do we know whether you love somebody or not? You can examine in two ways. The first way is, where do you spend the money? The second way is, where do you spend the time? Money and time to us is the most important thing, most precious things. If you say you love somebody, you are unwilling to spend time with the person, then this cup love cannot be understood. If you say you love somebody, but you only use the money for yourself, never share your money with others, it's very difficult to understand. Luke chapter 21, verse 1. Luke chapter 21, verse 1. And he looked up and saw a rich putting their gift into the treasury. Verse 2. And he saw a poor widow put in two copper coins. You see, Jesus observed two persons offering their money. The rich man offered a lot, but the widow can only afford offer two coins. If you drop two coins into the offering box, definitely you will make a noise, right? In a sound of coin dropping on the bottom of the wood. Then you will be embarrassed. Why? Because everybody know you are dropping two coins. Because the amount is so small, you feel you are so insignificant in the church. You only can offer two coins. That is a view from human perspective. However, verse 3 say, and he say, truly I tell you, a poor widow has put in more than all of them. To God, this widow put in more than all of them. Why? In proportion wise, she offer whatever she have. She offer 100%. How can she offer 100%? Because she had the heart to the Father in heaven. If she did not have the heart, she would not have offered these two coins. And these two coins are supposed to purchase the food for her daily living. So what does that mean to us today? My heart, my son, give me your heart. I know some of you already have a full-time job. Yes, live a very saving life. Because you know the importance of saving. But the offering you should never neglect, especially the tithe. Bible say, if we don't offer the tithe, we rob God. You are not stealing, you rob God. Do you know? So offering is a must to show your heart to God. And besides the offering of thanksgiving, besides the tithe, that always to show your heart to God. And some of you are still in students, you have part-time job. Maybe you spend a lot, some of the time and earn a minimum wage. But if you offer the tithe, even that amount is small, but to God, it means a lot. It means your heart belongs to God. So you offer your money to God. So this is the first way to show your heart, give your heart to your Father in heaven. Not because the church lack money, not because God wants your money, but because you use the money to show your heart to him. Let's see Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, chapter 8 first. Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, verse 14. And as for what fell among the thorns, there were those who hear, but as they go on their way, and they are choked by care of the riches and pleasure, cares and riches and pleasure of life, and their fruit does not mature. Jesus made a parable of sowing the seed. There are four different kinds of soil, but only one kind of seed. We listen the same words of God, but everyone have different, bear different fruit in their daily life. Why? Because everyone have different heart. And this verse talk about some of the soil actually is pretty good. But when the seeds fall into the soil, it seems the seed cannot grow into maturity, cannot produce a lot. Why? Because there was a thorn and choked the growth of the seed. Also, some of the members, you look at them, you can see they are really a good person, very humble, a very honest and hardworking person. But if you look into their spiritual life, it seems after they believe it for a few years, their spiritual progress still stay in the status quo, never advance. When you ask a question, how come a person is so nice person? The faith seems to never grow. And one of the important reasons is you look into their life, they are thorns, chalk their heart. So my son, give me your heart. How can we give the heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? We have to remove the thorn voluntarily, not by because God gave me tribulation, so I was forced to do something to change myself. Even you are in very peaceful moment because you love God, you want to give your heart to God, so you ask God to help you to remove the thorn in your heart, so your heart can totally belong to God, so the words of God fall into your ground, can grow into maturity. And what are the thorns means? A thorn means in this verse. Verse 14 talk about three things. The one is care, a care of this life. Some of the care of this life, you have no choice. For example, every day you have to go to work. 8 hours plus lunchtime, 1 hour, 9 hour plus drive and come back, you will consume about 10 hours, even 11 hours. And when you come back, you are exhausted. So this kind of care, in order to care your life, you have to work hard. You have no choice. But some kind of care, actually, we created by ourselves. Even we purchased by the money to become a thorn in our life. One day I visited a member, and the member testified that before he converted to Christ, his house was on the top of a hill. It looks very beautiful. And he felt that in my yard I can have a fish pond. How wonderful it will be. So he hired a person to dig a fish yard and to make a concrete bed and put on the flower and put on the goldfish. And it looks very beautiful. But after not long later, he found out, morning get up, all the goldfish disappear, only the bone lay beside the fish pond. Actually, it's a raccoon come and eat up all the fish. So after he tried several times, he gave up. So there was a fish pond without fish. Do you know the fish pond without fish? Then the mosquito lay the legs. In the summertime, a mosquito breeds and come out of this fish pond. And because a lot of mosquitoes, so he didn't go out to clean the yard, so a lot of weeds there. So later on, he think about, how can I get rid of the fish pond? Because mosquito there. So he estimated it takes him about $10,000 to hire somebody to bury that fish pond. So this brother wants to make his garden look beautiful. But actually, when he spent the money, he created a thorn for himself. Because of this fish pond, he had to spend time to take care of that. He had to spend thought to take care of that. So a lot of times, a deep and simple life itself is easier for us to give our heart to God. If you have too many titles from the world, yes, you will be highly respected in the society. But so many titles will give a lot of headache. You have a lot of phone call to answer, a lot of email to answer, a lot of meeting to attend. And all this kind of care will chuck your spiritual life because you cannot give your heart to God. So while you are choosing your career or engage your social life, if it is possible, the simple is better because you are not going to the thorn and it's easier for you to give your life to God. Sometimes I look into the members take care of their pet. I feel very bad on behalf of God. Why? Because they take care of the pet more than they care about God. Every day they spend 20, 30 minutes to take care of the pet and or to walk the dog and to clean the body and give them food. Or they have the goldfish or the birds. And they spend no time for God. All their heart is think about how to make my birds look beautiful, right? More alive. How to make my dog more fixed. Look more fixed, all right? And where is God? There's no position there for God. So this money purchase thong to prick yourself, to make yourself far away from God. So this is the care of the life. The second one is talk about the money. Yes, money can attract a lot of people. But the Bible says we have to live by the means of whatever we have. If your income is 60,000, then you just live by 60,000. If your income is 100,000, then you just live by 100,000. If you try to live a life more than what you can afford, there's no choice. You have to moonlighting, right? Or you have to have a second job. Then when you consume so many energy to earn more money, to dip up your living standard, you already have no heart reserved for God. So how can you give your heart to God? Live according to what God has given to you. And be content with whatever you have. Then it's easier for you to give your heart to God. And the next one is what? Pleasure. Yes, this is nowadays is more and more become a thorn, the pleasure in the world. You know, technology originally is good, but technology spread a lot of sin. Technology provide you a lot of pleasure, and a lot of pleasure actually connected to sin. It used to that TV attract a lot of young people, right? But right now, TV is not so attractive. I think right now the laptop is more attractive than TV. You hold a laptop, there is a picture, there is an M, and there is a TV game, and there is a what? There's everything inside. So right now, so many people spend so much time online. Yes, they can receive some kind of entertainment. Your heart has been preoccupied so many things by this. And the more you engage yourself in this worldly entertainment, the further away you drift away from God. So, my son, give me your heart. How can you give heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? Try to live in the time you online. Try to deepen the time of your recreation, your entertainment. And then you are able to reserve your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have needs the help of God to remove the thorn, that we can give our heart back to God. Our relationship can be better, Do you know Satan usually use these kind of things to wedge between you and God? So your relation between God and you become wider and wider, become more remote. Not because you commit sins, but because you have a lot of worry in this life. You think about a lot of money. You think about a lot of entertainment. You have no heart reserved for God. And now let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. How can you give your heart to God? The Bible says, whatever you do from the bottom of your heart, you do all to the glory of God. That is the way you give your heart to God. You look into it. Eating and drinking superficially, it has nothing to do with God, right? But when eating and drinking in the bottom of your heart, if for the sake of God's glory, then even eating or drinking is very mundane things. It becomes the way you give your heart to God. Oh. So one day you are going to go to a very scenic spot to have a camping. Yes, you may invite your whole family to go and have a good time there. Then you are only have good time with your family. That has nothing to do with God, right? But if you are able to invite some of the friend or some of the member who seldom come to church and go to have camping together, and then you can talk with the True Seeker member in that time and share the testimony. And during time you spend together, use your lifestyle try to let them know how wonderful it is to be a Christian. And then even the camping itself, it is a way to give your heart to God. It becomes meaningful. While you are eating, you go out to have eating, that you eat yourself alone. Your family, you eat with your family alone. If you invite some of the members, young people, invite the young people, Saturday after the service, go out to have an eating, right? You choose a very not so expensive one, you still can afford it. And then you invite some of the members. Actually, some of the members have been neglected. They need care. They need love. They want to be loved. So invite them, and then during the time of very relaxed atmosphere, you share about the grace of God. You show your love to them. And eating itself is the way to show you have heart to God. Because you do something for the sake of His name, for the sake of His glory. Or you are going fishing, you are playing the basketball, everything you do. If from the bottom of your heart, you do it for the sake of God. You do it for the glory of God. And that activity, you return your heart to God. So don't think only you come to the church is something spiritual. You live every day your life outside the church. If the bottom of your heart, you do it for the glory of God. And that thing becomes spiritual. Because you are doing it for God. So that is the way we return our heart to God. Now next one. Let's turn to the Psalm 42. The Psalm 42, verse 1. Psalm 42, verse 1. Blessed is it who consider, 42, verse 1. As a heart longing for the flowing stream, so long my soul for thee, O God. Verse 2. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? You see, the one who wrote the Psalm 42, he was thirsting about God. His heart was longing to see God. So my heart, return your heart to God. How can you return your heart to God? In the bottom of your heart, you have the thirst after Him. You are longing after Him. So today, we have prayer section here. You come forward to pray, not because, look into the schedule, there's a prayer section. So I could not but sit here or follow the schedule, otherwise the coordinator will ask me to go. Right? Not because of that. Today, we want to pray because I'm waiting for this moment the whole day, so I can kneel down and talk to my Father in heaven. I can give thanks to Him. I can praise Him. And can communicate with Him. So from the bottom of your heart, you try. You are longing for God. You want to face Him and to have an intimate relationship with Him. And then prayer really make a difference. Do you know a lot of things we do it habitually? You drive the car, you don't need to have a thinking. Sometimes you drive in an older location, your home, you already drive 10, 20 years, right? While you are driving, you can talk on the mobile phone, and still can drive back to your home. But you move to the new location, can you talking? When you are talking, you will drive somewhere else, right? So when you get used to one kind of activity, sometimes you don't have to use a heart, and you still can do it, right? The prayer is the same thing. Sometimes you have been praying for so long, you nail down automatically speaking in tongue, right? But your heart keep on thinking after dinner what I'm going to eat, right? After dinner I'm going to take shower. I don't know whether there's still space available. Right? After dinner I'm going to go to do the laundry. But you are still speaking in tongue out of that kind of habitual habit. You speak in tongue. And that kind of prayer has a prayer without heart. And prayer without heart to God is a noise. You have no heart. So what God treasures the most, when you kneel down and from the bottom of your heart, when you say hallelujah, from the bottom of your heart, you think about God and you really give thanks to Him. When you praise Him, not only in your lips, you really from the bottom of your heart, you praise Him. So the 30-minute prayer, you totally dedicate your heart. Every sentence of your word come out of your heart. And then you are giving your heart back to God. And that's what God wants you to do. 84, Psalm 84. The last verse. Psalm 84. Verse 1. How lovely is thy dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. Verse 2. My soul longs, yes, faint for the court of your Lord. My heart and the flesh sing for joy to the living God. Where is the God's dwelling place? Where is the court of the Lord? The dwelling place of God is church. The court of the Lord is church. So how can you give your heart to God? You are longing to come to church. I still recall the Boeing Park Church not long after we purchased this chapel. So many members after the service, they are unwilling to leave. They feel to stay in the church, so wonderful. When they leave, they are longing the service time, and they want to come to the church. Their heart is in the church. So that is the way we express our heart to God. I like to come to church. All the members gather together. We can sing Him. We can have service. We can serve Him. So that is the way we give our heart to God. And by giving our heart back to God, our relationship with God will become more intimate. When you pray, God is going to listen. When you open your heart, God is going to fill upon your heart with His Spirit. So let's move forward and pray.